Hello, everyone. My name is Rissa Montañez, and I am your showrunner for The Dead, the new podcast anthology series brought to you by the Bloody FM Podcast Network in partnership with the George A. Romero Foundation. We are now on the fourth episode of Precious Cargo, and if you haven't listened to the first three episodes yet, please go have a listen, tune in. And if you're here enjoying the show, you can always let us know on Spotify. Go ahead and leave us your thoughts and comments in the Q&A section on this episode, because we definitely read them. And, you know, we would love to hear from you. Now, a brief ad break, and then the final episode of Precious Cargo.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A. member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In a world plagued by the undead.
By the undead.
The stories of survivors are well known.
Survivors.
Heralded as examples of hope.
Strength and perseverance.
Over time, they become...
Fables. Legends.
Passed down from
survivor to survivor.
These are the stories
of the precious few
who walked the earth
as shells of their former selves.
These are their stories.
You are now listening to Precious Cargo, Episode 4.
VLI, do we have clearance to land? Come in, VLI. VLI, this plane can't take another burst like the one we just had. Can you hear me?
Troy!
Shit. What, Cap?
Jin!
256 miles.
Troy! Troy!
Cap, I gotta hold the line to get clearance to land.
No! I need you! And Jen needs you!
God damn it!
Alpha Alpha 289, come in.
Alpha Alpha 289, come in. Your request has been denied.
Something about your departure airport being impacted.
AA-289, are you there? Come in.
Troy, stop. You can't help her.
No.
What do you mean I can't help her? I've been flying with her for 4 years. I can't not help her. Help me drag her away from him. Oh my God. Look what he did to her. Jen, Can you hear me?
Troy. Troy?
Jen. Jen, stay with me.
Oh, he's coming.
Kat, I don't think I can...
Troy? Get out of the way.
Hurt him.
Then take this. And keep Jen safe.
Jesus. You hit her in the chest with an axe?
Jen did, but that didn't stop her.
What?
I had to hit her in the head with a fire extinguisher. Only after I...
Oh, God. I see. You pulverized her.
I was angry. I didn't know what else to do. But it worked.
You have to do that to him?
I don't know. I think it's the only way to stop them. Once they've revived.
Let's make it quick. The plane's on autopilot. If it hits anything rough, we'll be in real trouble.
Damn it.
What?
I didn't hit him hard enough.
We can make it to the cockpit. It can hold all three of us.
He'll get to us. I know they move slow, but they close in on you fast. We've got to kill him. It's the only way.
Hang in there, Jen. Jen? What the? Jen? Oh my God, she's one of them. You arrived that quickly?
Watch out!
Kat, she's got my leg.
Jesus, Troy, then kick her, for fuck's sake! You were the big Marine after all, right?
She was just alive, Kat. What the hell's going on here? Guts are falling out of her stomach. How can she possibly be revived like this?
I think it's the bite. I think it's like rabies, but it brings them back. I mean, look at them. They look like rabid animals.
Jesus, you're right. Quick, cockpit, now.
Ooh. What's that noise?
The radio. I was on with VLI when you called for me.
So are we gonna land there? This door's gonna hold, right? Not like the bathroom door?
God, I hope so. VLI. VLI, come in. VLI? VLI, permission to land. VLI, come on. We're limping up here. I just had them a minute ago. Come on.
Troy?
What?
8289, is that you?
Yes. Thank God, VLI. Permission to land?
I'm sorry, 8289. Permission's been denied.
What? Why?
Something's happening in Australia. There's a disturbance. We're not accepting any aircraft from there. I'm very sorry.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm very sorry.
Fuck! We're signing our death warrant here. You know that? VLI? Come in, VLI! God damn it!
Oh, God. Troy.
What, Kat?
We can't land this plane. Not with them like this.
We can. We'll just make sure to tell the tower to bring armed forces to take them down. If you set a blow to the head, we'll do it. Then a bullet definitely will.
It's the bite, Troy. I know it. It happened to Ellie when she was bit. Then Jaren. Then Jen.
So what? They're back there. We get the police or whatever to shoot them, and it's over. End of story. We gotta land this plane to do that.
Troy. It's not over.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Kat, did you get bit?
Yeah.
When?
It was in the initial struggle with Ellie. It's not bad, but it broke the skin. Definitely enough for her saliva to get into me.
Now we definitely gotta land this plane.
Absolutely not. If I'm infected and I'm gonna revive after I die, we can't risk exposing anyone else.
So what do you want me to do? Crash the plane into the Pacific Ocean? No, Kat. Come on. You can't be serious.
I am. I can't risk anyone else. You heard ATC at VLI. Something is happening in Australia. And whatever it is, it's on our plane now. Troy, we have a duty to protect innocent lives.
Like Jaren? Like Jen? Who protected them?
I'm sorry, Troy.
I'm not doing it, Kat. You don't even know if you're right. You may just need a dose of fucking amoxicillin to kill the infection, if that even is what it is.
I don't think what we're dealing with is that simple, Troy.
But you don't know that. Jen read me the file. They thought it might have been rabies and even gave her the first dose of the vaccine before she up and left with her friends for the Great Barrier Reef.
I already feel different, Troy. I already feel like I'm losing myself.
No, I won't allow that. I simply will not allow it. We're going to land this plane, and we're going to get you to a hospital. They're going to figure out what medicine cures this, and they're going to give it to you. I've lost enough for one day. It's time to start winning.
If it's not the bite, if it's airborne,
then it isn't going to matter if we land or not. If it's airborne, and we're all exposed, we're all dead. Everybody. The end.
We have a responsibility to contain it. We can't possibly let that, any of it, loose. And that includes me.
No. I'm landing this plane. And if you don't like it, you have to kill me to stop me. Come in, VLI.
I spoke to my superiors. What happened to you up there?
Hail.
Just hail? Nothing strange?
Nope. Just a terrible goddamn storm. Lost an engine. Nose and windscreen are all beat to hell.
All right, Abe. Permission to land is granted.
Troy!
Cat, stop!
VLI? Come in, VLI. What the hell, Troy? What did you do? Did you cut the radio?
I didn't kill it. I disabled it. We're gonna land this plane.
All right, Troy. All right. You win. Just give us back our comms. But if we're gonna do this, we have to take care of them first.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do. We're gonna deal with this, or I won't let you land the plane. And if that means I gotta kill you, so be it. The only risk I'm willing to take now is with me. And I won't risk somebody opening up those cargo bay doors to the two of them.
All right. We have maybe 15, 20 minutes before we start our descent.
You know, you might have been right about yourself, after all.
How's that?
You are a liar. Then and now.
Take the axe. I'll take the fire extinguisher.
Uh-huh. Got it.
If anything happens to me, make sure I don't turn into that. Okay?
Okay.
Cockpit door opens out. Gotta quickly pull the plane up hard to knock them over. See if we can get them to fall all the way back to the tail.
I'll take Jaren. That way, you don't have to.
Thanks.
Hey. I'm sorry for what I said.
It's okay.
I know you're just trying to protect me. I shouldn't have said it. We gotta stick together.
Ready?
Do it.
Brace yourself. Here we go. Come on, old girl. Hang in there. Was that them?
I don't know. I can't tell.
Can you hear them?
I don't think so. They must have fallen back into the tail.
You sure?
No. And I can't tell without opening the door. but I can't hear them.
Okay. I'm gonna steady her.
Do it.
Shit.
What?
Think I pulled her too hard. Oh no.
But Troy, what is it?
Fuel gauge. We're losing fuel somehow. I didn't notice until now. The engine's not in trouble. We're running out of gas.
Then put her on autopilot, and let's fucking go. Now!
Stay in the air till I get back, old girl.
Do you see them?
No. Can't hear them either.
Troy!
Cat!
Troy?
Cat, help!
I'm coming! Oh my god, what happened?
Jared must have gotten stuck in the bathroom door. He didn't fall all the way back to the tail.
Did he? Oh, Troy. Your arm.
Yeah, he got me. He was behind the door. I couldn't see him until it was too late.
He's getting up. Where's Jen?
I don't know. She mustn't have fallen back. Jesus, Cat!
Get the fuck off of me!
Did she get you?
No.
She's...
Oh my god. She's been ripped in half.
You okay, Kat?
No, I think I'm gonna...
Kat.
Oh, that's disgusting. How is she still alive?
She won't be for long. Yeah, you were right about the head.
Troy.
Kat?
I don't... I'm...
Kat!
Hey, it's me, Rissa. And I'm back with a quick message from our sponsors. Thanks for listening. And now, back to our show.
Cat, wake up. Come on. Jaren. I don't want to do this. Please, don't make me do this. No, you stay away from her. Get away from Kat. She's your best friend, goddammit! Jaren! I'm sorry, Jaren. I'm so sorry. Kat? Kat, are you okay?
Troy... I don't feel well, Troy.
Here, I'll get you up. We've got to get back to the controls before she runs out of fuel.
I can't...
You have to, Kat.
There's something really wrong with me. It's the bite, Troy. It's the bite.
No, it's not. You just saw the pilot ripped in half. Jaren just got me in the arm, and I feel fine.
I did too. For a while.
Come on. We gotta land the plane.
No. Don't land the plane. We're infected. We'll revive.
Fuck that. We're gonna get to a hospital, and we're gonna be fine.
I'm not fine. I can feel it. I can feel it taking me. It's taking me.
can. I gotta fly the plane. We gotta go.
Let it go, Troy. Just let it go. Let it go, Troy. Just let it go.
Come on, Kat. Come on, Kat.
Let me go.
I will not let you go. Come on, Kat. Here, have a seat.
Let me go.
Shh. Rest. Okay.
Troy.
You're all buckled in. Let's get her down.
Let me go.
Okay. Stay with me. I'll make you a deal. I'm gonna take her down one way or another.
Troy.
The engine's out. We won't have long. If I can find a place to land, I'm going to do it.
Don't.
If I can't,
please don't.
We'll have a watery grave. Sound good?
Can't. Breathe.
Hang in there. We're gonna punch through the clouds. It's gonna be bumpy. It feels like the vertical stabilizer got hit by the hail. Okay, hang on. Yep, stabilizer shot. I can't control it. Okay, pulling up. Looks like you're gonna get your wish, Kat. Damn it. My arm. We're flying dead, Kat. No land in sight. Maybe 100 miles of gliding before we run out of options. God. We're burning up. Where the hell are we? VLI. Are you there, VLI? VLI. We're not gonna make it to you. Second engine's out. Must be a fuel leak somewhere that knocked her out early.
It's a no-go. We
broke.
Sorry.
VLI? VLI. Kat? Kat. I'm not a big speech guy. VLI. Come in, VLI.
Whatever's happening in Australia?
It's here now. We're not letting anyone land.
It's for your own safety. Find somewhere else.
I lied to you, VLI.
Simon.
I'm Simon.
Simon, I'm Troy. I lied to you, Simon. Whatever's happening down there, it's happening up here, too.
I'm sorry to hear that, Troy.
Bad luck. We took on a late piece of cargo. Wound up being a repatriation of remains. But she didn't stay dead. She revived, then we got bit one by one.
You don't know how it got here, either.
But we are creating safe zones. The airport at Port Vila is one of them.
The VMFs are trying to protect us from small.
We need other volunteers. We are just not equipped to handle something.
The head.
What?
You gotta get the revived in the head. We've taken out 3 of them up here. Our initial repat and 2 of our crew who were bitten. There's only 2 of us left. And we're both bitten. Don't let them bite you. We don't know if that's the only way it spreads. We're not sure, at least. But we know that if you get bit and die, you revive.
Roger. Oh, no.
What do you see?
I see one of them.
There.
Stay safe, Simon. Good luck down there.
You too, Troy.
Over and out. Cat, you still with me? Cat? Okay, Cat. Rest. Just rest now. Okay, old girl. Here we go. I still don't see anything, Cat. But it is beautiful. Sun's just starting to go over the horizon. Water looks calm. Skies are clearing. You'd almost never have known that there was a storm. You can glide for about 50 miles yet. Then it's over. Cat? I'm sorry, Cat. I'm so sorry. None of this should have happened to you. To us. But you were right. We can't land the plane. In case there's somewhere out there that's still safe, we can't risk spreading whatever this is. I'm gonna take her down. Let's go down in style. I used to fly to this when I was in the service. Everybody made fun of me. I used to say that if I was gonna go down, I wanted it to be to the sound of a symphony. And so, here we are. Oh my god. You've gotta be kidding me. Look, Cat. Look there. Do you see it? An island. I think I have to try to land, Cat. I don't think I can do it. I don't think I can kill myself. It's not more than 40 miles. I think I can make it. I can't tell what it is yet. And we're gonna go down hard. Maybe not survive it. But I can't, Cat. I just can't commit suicide. I'm just not strong enough. Come on, landing gear. Okay, here we go. Wish me luck, Cat. Radar? You're a shitty co-pilot. We're going in. 20 miles from shore, maybe. Gotta find a good stretch. Yes! That's an airstrip. 10 miles. Hold on, Cat. All right. Here we go. And we are...
Mighty, the cockpit.
Are they?
I don't know. He's bleeding pretty badly.
I think he's turned. Quick, give me the hammer.
Please.
Wait.
Where am I?
Oh my god, he's still alive. We gotta get him out of there. Get him to the hospital. You're in Fiji. What happened to you?
Is he bitten?
How the hell should I know? Are you bitten? Are you?
Need help.
Okay, we're gonna help you. Stay calm.
What about her? She's not moving.
She's up here with him. She must have been okay before they crashed.
Check her. If she's okay, you get her. I'll get him.
Okay. Jesus, my hand!
Did she bite you?
What does it look like?
She just nipped you. You're lucky. She didn't break the skin. The general said as long as they don't break the skin, you're fine.
That's the last hand you're gonna bite.
Come on. We gotta hurry. Get him to the infirmary.
There's some Manu Manu back there. It looks like they're all dead.
Are you sure, Saru?
Pretty sure. It's bad. One of them's torn in half.
Then get up here. Help us with him. He looks okay. Just banged up from the crash.
Burn the plane?
And everything in it.
Is this the first one you've seen?
Yeah. Karavi, did you see any before being transferred here?
No. She's the first. She looks mostly human. Not like a monster at all.
Are we sure about him? Is it safe?
He needs our help, Adi. We gotta help him.
I say leave him.
No. Please. I'm okay. I swear. I'm okay.
At least check him out if nothing else.
Please. I just need a doctor.
Wait. What's that, right there? Is that a bite? It looks like a bite. And it's bleeding. Did one of the Manu Manu bite you? We're not moving until you answer. And it better be the truth.
We gotta go. Now. Take him. We can't leave him. He's alive. I won't be a killer.
Did one of them bite you?
Come on, Addy.
Last chance. You don't come unless you answer. We burn you in the plane. Did one of them bite you? Tell us the truth. Is that a bite?
Okay. I'm done. I'm done lying. Yes. Jaren bit me. And I couldn't take the plane down. I couldn't kill myself. Please. It's not bad. I'll be fine. I just need a doctor.
Saru. Do it.
No. Please. No. I just need a... No!
The Dead was created in partnership with Bloody Disgusting and the George A. Romero Foundation. Precious Cargo was written by Jeff Whitehead. Jaren is Marquise Moore. Catalina is Risa Montañez. Troy is Brandon Nguyen. Jen is Janine Bauer. Ellie is Kayla Temshiv. Simon is Atticus C. Batakan. Karavi is Richard Tabaki. Adi is Noah Chuning. Seru is Michael Ignacio Jr. Dialogue editing by Risa Montañez. Sound design by Veronica California. Music by Newt Schottelkotte and directed by Hannah Wright. The Dead's showrunner is Risa Montañez. Produced by Pacific S. Obadiah. With executive producers Tom Owen and Brad Miska. Credits read by Suzanne Daroche Romero, a Bloody FM production.